Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. Now 7:03, cloudy, 75 degrees. We're going to get up to a high today in the low 80s. It sounds kind of nice. There is, though, a big storm system headed this way fast.
Another batch of showers and storms will be working its way through North Texas this morning, ending from west to east by noon, and then cooler, drier air filters into the area. Great news. So I hope you see some rain this morning.
Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff watching it and will keep us up to date as the rain gets closer.
KRLD Airport Travel Update.
And the rain already causing travel troubles as there are a total of 57 delays and one cancellation in and out of DFW Airport, and a total of 28 delays and one cancellation at Love Field.
And our other top story this morning, a recently vacated Fort Worth school has gone up in flames this morning. This is breaking news this morning. Dozens of firefighters have been battling this one at the former campus of SS Dillo Elementary. That's where we find KRLD's Russell Scott, who joins us live this morning. Russell, can you see anything yet?
Well, I'm here at the Dillo Elementary right now. We've only got two trucks that are still on the scene. They've gotten all the fire knocked down. They're putting up some hot spots right now. And firefighters tell me nobody was hurt. They tell me that they're hoping to get this place cleaned up, get all of the fire out. They still don't know exactly what started it. The call came in around midnight last night, and about 80 firefighters responded. Craig Trocek from the Fort Worth Fire Department says the flames appear to have started on the first floor.
When crews got here and were able to kind of do a 360 with it being such a large structure, they had talked about fire coming out from the down, from the bottom story windows, kind of centrally located within the school.
It's an 88-year-old campus. It was started in 1938. It's been vacant now for several months, so nobody was hurt, and it's going to be a while before we know exactly what started this fire. In southeast Fort Worth, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And Fort Worth Fire Chief Jim Davis not on the scene. He's been put on mandatory leave. Assistant City Manager William Johnson made the decision but won't give the reasons. Davis's status should be resolved within a few weeks, the city says.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly, live in the Milestone Plumbing, AC and Electric 24-hour Breaking News Center. Now fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic, and weather 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. Camp Mystic plans to reopen next summer near the site where 27 girls and counselors died in that July 4th flood.
The campers and counselors were swept to their deaths when fast-rising floodwaters of the Guadalupe River roared through the girls' summer camp in a low-lying area known as Flash Flood Alley. In an email sent to the families of the victims, the camp said they will reopen their Cypress Lake site about a mile away from the Guadalupe River location. They told parents that when they reopen, they will follow the requirements of the camp safety legislation you bravely championed. The governor signed the Heavens 27 Camp Safety Act earlier this month. The camp also announced that it will build a memorial to the girls who died in the flooding. From the 24-hour news center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Fort Worth city leaders planning for big crowds for the World Cup next year. Officials in Fort Worth preparing for hundreds of thousands of soccer fans. Mike Crum with the city's public events department says they've got experience dealing with big crowds.
We took the national finals rodeo, the Super Bowl of rodeo, on 100 days notice. While the competition was over in Arlington, everything else was in Fort Worth. So we had to plan for the Easter Sunday of rodeo on 100 days' notice.
He says they've got much more time, though, to prepare for the World Cup, setting up committees to focus on hospitality, communications, beautification, safety, and infrastructure.
The Fort Worth School Board okays a new reading and phonics curriculum that includes Bible stories.
Last night, trustees heard from Reed Bills, the governance chair of the League of Women Voters in Tarrant County, and they do not like this new curriculum one bit.
The curriculum that the board is considering incorporates extensive biblical references. These references will allegedly boost student achievement and save teachers time from developing their own curriculum. Data from school districts that have used Bluebonnet report otherwise.
Despite the opposition, the Board of Trustees voted 6-3 to approve the reading curriculum for kindergarten through fifth grade. From the 24-hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
We're following breaking news at this hour. We're told that there has been a shooting at the Dallas ICE facility. Immigrations and Customs Enforcement on North Stemmons Freeway. We're told as many as three people are wounded. A sniper is believed to have been on the roof. We're monitoring the latest details. We'll bring it to you live as we learn more. President Trump now says he believes Ukraine can win the war against Russia and take back all the territory lost over the course of Moscow's invasion. Camp Mystic is going to open again next summer, marking a return after last year's flood that killed 27 girls and counselors.
Here are the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes, all day, on News Radio 1080 KR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Morning Briefing.
This is your rapid-fire morning intelligence report. 20 minutes, no filler. The Morning Briefing is on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. It's now 7:23 at News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And we are following this developing story right now in Dallas. Police are responding to a shooting at a U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement office. This is around the 8100 block of North Stemmons Freeway, just off I-35. We are still gathering information, but here's what we know so far, is that gunfire erupted around 7 o'clock this morning. There are reports that three people have been wounded, possibly by a sniper.
Now, we are also watching our TxDOT cameras, our feed that we get from TxDOT, and there are at least 30 Dallas police vehicles that I can see in this one shot at 35E and Empire Central. It's right near 35E, where 35E and 183 merge, just a little north of downtown Dallas. And there is a heavy police presence, has been there since just before dawn, just before 7 o'clock, when evidently this gunfire erupted. We do not know yet exactly how many have been wounded. Up to three people are the numbers we are hearing, but we are working to confirm. And we do have KRLD's Russell Scott headed to the scene right now.
Again, we don't know who the victims are, who the possible shooter is, but we will be monitoring this story as the morning goes on. So keep it right here at KRLD.
7:24 now, News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station in DFW for market and business updates. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Good morning, all. We are watching the reaction to yesterday's market. Yesterday was really interesting. It was probably equal parts AI fatigue, all these stocks that had been running. And there was a lot of profit taking in a lot of the NASDAQ stocks, the Magnificent Seven stocks, but also the other side was Powell caution. We listened to Jay Powell's speech yesterday. It was basically a rehash of what he'd said at Jackson Hole. But then you got into the question and answer period, it was different. He said there was reason to be concerned about the job market, that inflation remained somewhat elevated. And all of a sudden, Wall Street started conjuring up images of stagflation again, a stagnant economy with inflation. And it turned really cautious. Today, no follow-through that I see. The Dow looks up 66 on the opening. The NASDAQ up 59. The S&P up a dozen. Mortgage applications figures are out today. They dropped off from that big spike that we saw the week before. But then again, interest rates also sort of stopped going down. We'll get new home sales later on today. Gold is giving ground a little bit for those record highs, down $15 an ounce right now. Crude's up another 81 cents, 63.74, and interest rates slightly higher, 4.13%. Right now, looks like modest gains across the board. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Thank you, David. It's now 7:26 on the KRLD Morning News.
And again, we are continuing to follow this breaking news out of Northwest Dallas, where there is an enormous police response right now, right at the corner of I-35E and 183-35 and Mockingbird. This is at the ICE facility there in Dallas. You may have seen protesters there over the last few months as things have gotten ramped up when it comes to ICE and what they're doing in this country. Well, evidently we are hearing that there was some kind of shooting at the ICE facility this morning in Dallas. Reports of a possible sniper and people wounded in this as well. And if you're driving by on 35E at 183, you are slowing to a crawl as right along the service road, there are just police vehicles parked as far as the eye can see. You can see 30 in this one shot, but we've gotten reports of up to 50 Dallas police vehicles on the scene responding to this possible shooting this morning.
And yes, we're also hearing reports that several people have been injured in this. We don't know the extent of those injuries, how serious they are. We also don't know who the shooter is or the alleged shooter, or if that person has been caught or if they're working alone. We just are still gathering information on this story. But again, a huge police presence right there at that ICE detention facility.
Absolutely. We've got KRLD's Russell Scott. He's headed to the scene right now to bring us more about what he sees from the scene there in Northwest Dallas and what we are hearing as well. But we're working all our resources at this point, trying to figure out, trying to piece this together for you. And again, we can tell you that this started just before 7 o'clock right there at the ICE facility in Dallas. Again, that's 35E near the 183 merge.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.